The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
And welcome to our show today here to the John Stadmiller Show. John is unfortunately not here. He is still dealing with his illnesses. Everybody seems to be coming down sick in this industry right now. So we're going to be taking the first hour of the show today. And the second hour of the show is going to be hosted by Tim Spencer, who also hosts the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. So we're going to divide up the efforts here and keep the programming going for the duration of the show here. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Go ahead and call on in. And we're going to be talking about a lot of the things that are going on. We're going to be recapping some of the stuff that we talked about in my own show, the What Really Happened show. And we're going to start basically by mentioning that there is this huge amount of violence going on in Sweden. Donald Trump referred to it. The Swedish prime minister said, oh, that's nonsense. It's not there. Corporate media has been trying to present a picture that Europe is just in this wonderful situation. The open borders are working out. The immigrants and the migrants and refugees are just wonderful, sweet people. And there is no rape epidemic and there is no crime. And obviously, the story is quite different, where these governments in Europe that are still fully on board with the New World Order and the global government are trying to sell you this idea that you shouldn't have borders, and they are intentionally concealing from people that there is a problem. And the problem originates because migration is a filtering process. You're not getting the best representatives of that source country. You're getting people who couldn't make it in their home country. You're getting people who couldn't find jobs in their home country. You are, in many cases, getting people who are fleeing prosecution in their home country. And welcome an open border to escape prosecution. We're seeing the same thing here in the United States, at least up until Trump started slamming that border shut, where we were having violent drug gangs just walking across the border and setting up shop here in the United States of America. And to the people who support the New World Order and the global government, you're getting preyed on by criminals, raped, robbed, mugged, and so forth. Well, that's just the cost of doing business. And people are being killed and molested and victimized. But that's a sacrifice the globalists are willing to make. They think it's a good deal, no matter what happens. But the reality is, much of Sweden looks like a war zone. They've even had a situation where the police are having to fire on the rioters to calm them down. There's been some kind of a chemical attack on a train in Sweden. Somebody threw a chemical through the door of the train, and the train passengers are having difficulty, or were having difficulty, breathing. Now, interestingly enough, a senior detective in Sweden's police department, Peter Springer, is out there saying the Swedish government is covering up this massive crime wave among primarily African and Middle Eastern migrants in order to make it look, to sell this idea that an open border is a good thing. And this senior detective is not only risking his job, he's risking prison. Because in Sweden, like so many of these other European Union nations, telling the truth when you have a government that lies can land you in legal trouble. But people are starting to say this has to be dealt with. It is totally, totally out of control. Now, interestingly enough, Robert Reich, he's a professor at UC Berkeley now, and he's a former U.S. Secretary of Labor, and he's out there saying that Donald Trump started the riots in Sweden with his lies about it on Monday, that Sweden had just been all perfectly calm and nothing was going on. And when Trump lied about the riots, all of a sudden everybody said, oh, we should be rioting because Donald Trump said so. That's a bit of a stretch. But at this point, looking at the globalist New World Order agenda, indeed, the establishment as a whole, no lie is too absurd to try if they think it has a chance of working. And there are some real whoppers out there. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, now I want to see if you agree with me or not, but we've got these codes, ordinances, and statutes and whatnot, and it appears that the states are the ones who are doing all this stuff. And, you know, aside from the UCC code, you know, uniform commercial code that these people are doing, but I think what the states have done is they've taken the 10th Amendment, you know, anything not afforded to you by
anything not enumerated to the federal government devolves to the states and the people.
Yeah, okay. So what they've done is they have taken the 10th Amendment and usurped the other 9 amendments. Because clearly most of these codes and ordinances and statutes and stuff violate the 4th Amendment. These gun laws and stuff violate the 2nd Amendment. Now they've got things with speech and all this freedom of the religion and whatnot. So I guess my point is that how did we do that? How does one constitutional right or unalienable right given to us by our Creator, how does one trump the rest of them?
The issue is that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights represent the real contract with America. And that is the agreement under which we, the American people, allow government to govern us. And when government breaks that contract, when they go off that constitutional reservation, they cease being a legal, legitimate government. And our obligation to them is dissolved at that point. Now, I'm not encouraging civil disobedience, but I think we're all brainwashed very young to view the government as almost a lesser deity and never question and never doubt. But we understand government is populated by ordinary human beings, and indeed because politics, political power, attracts the very people who shouldn't have it, the people in positions of political power are actually pretty disreputable. And we have Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and John McCain fully on view demonstrating that process. So I think the first step we need to understand is that the American people need to stop thinking of the government as being somehow automatically superior and realize that that government is supposed to be working for us and following our rules. And I would like to remind everybody about a Supreme Court decision, Marbury versus Madison, which established that any laws that are repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. Now, very often you'll see a law get passed and you'll say, that's not constitutional. And they'll say, well, we're going to have to wait for the Supreme Court to rule on that. And that's simply not true. In fact, nowhere in the Constitution is the Supreme Court given the ultimate authority to decide what is or is not constitutional. The Supreme Court itself ruled in Marbury versus Madison that it's up to us, that if we see a law that is repugnant to the Constitution, that we can ignore it, and we should ignore it. Now, what's going on right now in the United States is the political elite establishment that has had free reign over all of our lives for going back at least half a century is all of a sudden finding themselves losing control. People are not automatically believing what the government says. People are not automatically believing what the corporate media says. People are doubting. They are skeptical. They're looking for alternative sources of information. And the established order is in a panic because if they cannot lie to the public with impunity, they cannot control the public. And that's really what it's all about. We had that lady on MSNBC literally blurted out on air that it is the job of the corporate media to control what Americans are thinking. They're not there to inform you. They're not there to educate you. They're there to control what is in your mind. And they just admitted it on air. Of course, we've known that this was the case going back to Operation Mockingbird and various other government attempts to co-opt and own the corporate media in order to keep us dumbed down and happy. But that whole mechanism is coming apart right now, in part because of the independent media, which is why the corporate media is now trying to attack us by saying we're all working for the Russian government, or we're all treasonous, or we're traitorous, and anybody even looking at our websites deserves to be punished. We had Mike Adams from naturalnews.com called into my show talking about how Google has just purged Natural News completely from their search engine, just wiped it out like it never existed, so that people using Google to search for information on vaccine safety or GMO safety, all they're going to get is the corporate propaganda line. And this, to me, is a display of fear, because if corporate media and the government and these corporations thought that they were actually in the right, they'd be very tolerant of alternative opinions. But the more they try and crack down on any alternative information or point of view, the more obvious it is they are very much afraid that Americans are waking up to the fact that this is not the nation that was founded by the founding fathers back in the 1700s, that it has been hijacked by private central banking, by corporate interests, that we are not, in fact, a capitalist nation any longer. We have devolved into a fascist economic dictatorship. And the historical irony about that is that Vladimir Lenin actually predicted when Western capitalism failed, it would inevitably turn fascistic in order to preserve the wealth, privilege, and power of those at the top. And that's exactly what's happened here.
Well, but yeah, the lady is Brzezinski's daughter on Morning Joe. She's the one who said that, which was very repulsive. Mike Adams makes a very valid point. Alex Jones, the one thing I really like about the Alex Jones show is that, you know, not only it says, before you can make America great again, you must make it free again. And that's where my position is at, where I'm talking from, is this: these codes and ordinances, if we can retract those, get them back to where they're actually under the rule of law, which is the Constitution, and each state had to agree to the Constitution before it could become a state. Now, granted, Texas was annexed. It didn't voluntarily join the Union or whatnot.
But we have the same thing out here in Hawaii, but you're one step too far. Okay, because we can make America free by freeing the American people from these beliefs that they have been indoctrinated with as children, because it is those beliefs that hold us as slaves. And the first step to freedom is for people everywhere to simply stop listening to what the U.S. government is saying, to stop listening to what the corporate media is saying, and take responsibility for learning for themselves what's going on out there. Because, again, as I mentioned before, if the government and the media cannot lie to us with impunity, they have lost control. And if they've lost control, then by default, we are already becoming a free people again.
Well, and you just said a mouthful, and I wish America, all of America, could have just heard what you said. But let's get back to the Bill of Rights and whatnot. I mean, okay. Why did the cops stop at probable cause, and then they don't go any further with the Fourth Amendment?
Unfortunately, the police don't stop with probable cause anymore. The way the Fourth Amendment has been perverted by several Supreme Court decisions is everybody. We've almost returned to a Code Napoleon, where everybody is presumed guilty until you can prove you are innocent, and this has resulted in an out of control epidemic of civil forfeiture, where we've reached the point where the police are stealing more from the American people than the muggers, robbers, and burglars put together. And clearly, our government does not feel constrained by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they're going to go on saying whatever they feel like they need to say to push their agenda. A good example would be the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals, which upheld the stay on Trump's travel ban, even though they were violating Title 8 to do so. And it only works as long as the American people are saying, well, they're judges, they must be right. No, judges can be wrong. Judges can be corrupt. Look at how many people were burned at the stake for the crime of witchcraft in Europe, all sentenced by judges. Well, clearly those judges were wrong. And so we shouldn't assume that our judges are any more well-informed or any less subject to being coerced or blackmailed. I remember when they were trying to push Obamacare through the Supreme Court, and Chief Justice Roberts was opposed to it, and then all of a sudden, at the last moment, he does a 180, says it's constitutional under the Commerce Clause, casts the deciding vote to pass Obamacare, and then he leaves the country for a week's vacation in Malta because he doesn't want to talk to the press. Now, we know the NSA has tapped into everybody's communications and computers, again, in violation of the Fourth Amendment. And we can presume that they have done that to influential politicians and even Supreme Court judges. And so it's entirely possible that Chief Justice Roberts was blackmailed into changing his view. And once you acknowledge that possibility, then you lose that presumption that because a judge says something is true, that it's true. We know judges have lied many, many times before on many issues.
Well, hey, going back to the Bill of Rights again, it's funny how I can go into the courtroom and I'll get stayed up and pushed around trying to use my rights and whatnot. But when something happens to somebody significant like Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the Bushes, whatever, they can post it, cite it, and have it on the news that they're using their rights and stuff. So, I mean, how does this really happen? I already know the answer to the question, but how does this really happen where these people can use the Bill of Rights when it suits them, but we can't use it in a court of law?
Because we've evolved a two-tier society where there are the elites who have one set of rules, and then there's the rest of us that have a different set of rules. And yes, the same rights that are used to protect and promote the elites are then turned around and used against ordinary Americans. And that's tyranny and dictatorship right there. And that certainly is not what was originally planned for this country. This nation was started as a nation of laws that applied equally to everybody from the bricklayer all the way up to the president themselves. We've lost that. We unfortunately have a society where above a certain level of wealth and power, you can literally get away with murder. And again, this is certainly not within the constraints of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We have a government that simply does what it wants to do whenever it wants to do it. And right now, my best advice is I'm seeing a lot of parallels between our current United States situation and the Soviet Union in the months before it fell apart. And so I would say we just have to stay calm. We're going to have to put up with a certain degree of abuse. But I don't see this system able to continue much longer for economic and political reasons. Certainly the faction fighting is out of control. Donald Trump has not made the dramatic changes in direction to our domestic and foreign policy, let alone our economy, that could reverse the trend and take us back toward being the constitutional republic. And so I still see that we're heading for a Soviet Union or indeed Roman Empire style collapse of this country. And then our big problem is going to be putting together a new country that has more respect for the Bill of Rights.
Well, having read the Declaration of Independence myself, and I'm sure you have, and you read through that, I mean, everything that has happened to our founding fathers that led them to the Revolutionary War, how do you concur that with what's going on today? Because I think we're far under
no question.
More tyranny
no question.
Today
Absolutely
than we ever
no
have
question.
Been.
We're back under the predations of a private central bank, and I wrote an article last July 4th. About why the Declaration of Independence is relevant today, because we are now living under the same evils that led to the first American Revolution. But again, I'm not advocating revolution, but I am convinced that the United States is heading for a major collapse of that government, and we've got to be ready to form a new government that serves the American people. All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We'll be back after these few words.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to our program here. Now, we're talking about politics. We're talking about all this stuff about Donald Trump here. I just put up a story at my website, whatreallyhappened.com, where apparently witches and pagans are casting spells to get Donald Trump and his supporters removed from having any influence in our society. This is just getting silly. The further along we go, the weirder they're getting out there. Now they're out there dancing by the light of the waning moon. Okay. Chuck Schumer's out there. He was on The View on Tuesday and was out there saying the hope of America is if Republicans break with President Donald Trump. He's out there saying that the GOP needs to abandon Trump for 2020 here because Trump is doing a lot of things that are against what America is all about. That's one of those fuzzy statements they put out there that you're going to go along with it saying what America is all about. Okay, well, what do you mean what America's all about? Because in Chuck Schumer's mind, it's open borders, you know, looting the American people to help the bankers and, you know, always more money for Israel. And I think it's time for we, the American people, to decide for ourselves what America is all about. We don't need a politician to tell us what America's all about. We don't need the corporate media to tell us what America is all about. We can decide for ourselves. And we should be very angry at all these liberals running around thinking that they have some kind of a right to decide for us what America is all about. If you want to find out what America is all about, you read that Constitution and that Bill of Rights. That's what America is all about. And if you're not following those instructions, you are not the legal, legitimate government of this land. Period. End of discussion. Now, John McCain is out there. He's a globalist, of course. He's fully on board with this one planet, one government, one private central bank, making us all debt slaves for eternity. And in an interview that he did with New York Magazine, basically, for all intents and purposes, has declared war on Donald Trump and all of the people who voted for him, which is a large crowd here. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the show, MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski actually said on air, the job of the corporate media is to control exactly what people think. The context of this is that they were discussing how Donald Trump is now bypassing the corporate media. He's going direct to the American people through social media, through his press conferences, through his YouTube channel. And, of course, he's using the independent media now. And on MSNBC, they were bemoaning the fact that if there is a downturn in the economy, which there's going to be, and if unemployment were to really take off, which it's already has, they just won't admit it, that the American people, horror of horrors, might actually trust the President of the United States more than they trust the TV news networks. They were saying Trump could actually control exactly what people are thinking. And Brzezinski said, then that's our job. That needs to go viral. Now, to those of us who've been in the independent media as long as we have, it's no surprise that the corporate media has this attitude. Their job is to tell us what to think. And they've been doing it a long time, as far back as Horace Greeley and the yellow journalism between Pulitzer and Hearst. Newspapers love wars. Wars sell papers. Papers make money. They were always out there calling for war because of their own personal business interests. So right now there is a war on for the minds of America. The corporate media is losing it because the independent media has got the facts. And the corporate media has been discredited so many times. So Slate has come on out with a possible solution from the point of view of the corporate media. They're saying, let's forget about arguing with facts because we keep losing. We're going to use emotions. We're going to rile up the American people's emotions and get them to do what we want through emotions. Remember when in the run-up to the war on Iraq, where there was that story about this nurse from Kuwait who went before the United Nations and told the UN that the Iraqis were invading the Kuwaiti hospitals, stealing the incubators to send back to Iraq, and leaving the Kuwaiti babies to die on the floor. That was an appeal to emotions. Everybody said, oh, how could they do that to those poor innocent babies? And of course, it turned out the story was a complete hoax. Completely, completely fraudulent. We'll be back after the music.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite. the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the corporate media, the war between the corporate media and the independent media. And you probably have noticed that on the more controversial hot button stories, the corporate media websites are not only censoring comments, taking out comments that they do not approve of, that don't support the agenda. In many cases, comments are switched off completely. And that's because studies have shown that readers are more influenced by the comments than the article itself. Because the comments are coming on in, first of all, calling into question whether the original story was accurate or not, and offering alternative points of view. And because, as Mika Brzezinski says, the job of the corporate media is to control what you think, they can't allow alternative views to come on in. Horror of horrors, First Amendment be gosh darned. We can't have that. Now, over at katehan.com, they have an article on the CIA plot against alternative media, because essentially the CIA has gotten used to the fact that they control the news that goes to the American people. They started this back in the 1950s, right after the end of World War II, with Operation Mockingbird. And the top executive at all of corporate media is a CIA asset. And I'll give you a good example of how nefarious this influence can be. There were these two reporters, Sally Denton and Roger Morris, and in the aftermath of the Iran-Contra affair, they were digging in to allegations that the gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas down to Nicaragua was sanctioned by at least some portion of the government. And they basically wrote an article based on recovered documents from CIA smuggler pilot Barry Seal. It had been thought the documents were lost after his assassination, but Roger Morris and Sally Denton found all the documents, and they put together a solid story showing how the White House was directly involved in this gun and drug running, all of it highly illegal. So Sally Denton and Roger Morris, at that time, their first allegiance was to the Washington Post, and they took the story to the Washington Post. The Washington Post lawyers fact-checked the story and cleared it for publication. In other words, the Washington Post's own lawyers said, this is solid, they've got the proof that links the Clinton, Bush, to all this nefarious activity. The story was spiked by Washington Post managing editor at the time, Bob Kaiser, who was a skull and bones brother with President Bush. And he didn't have any explanation. He just said the story is spiked. He wouldn't even face the reporters. He sent his secretary out to say the story is not going to be run. And ultimately, Sally Denton and Roger Morris got the story published in Penthouse. And the defenders of the orthodoxy were saying, well, if it's in Penthouse, you can't believe a thing that they're saying. And that's how corporate media works. And there's a very long association between the Skull and Bones fraternity and the Central Intelligence Agency. And here's a little factoid probably a lot of you don't know. The Skull and Bones fraternity, its official name is the Russell Trust. Its initial funding came from the opium trade, which back then was called the China trade in polite society. Now, it's true at that time, the sale of opium was a legal crop in the United States, and the United States was growing opium, and they were selling it to the British, who in turn were selling it to the Chinese, which ultimately led to a war. But that's where all the Skull and Bones money originally came from, opium. And look how often the CIA has been caught involved in drug smuggling. During Vietnam, they were smuggling Kunsaz heroin back into the United States using Air America, hiding it in the body bags of our Vietnam dead, transshipping it through here in Hawaii, which corrupted our local government. Probably a lot of you remember the book, or certainly the movie, The French Connection. And The French Connection dated back before the U.S. took over the opium trade in Vietnam, when French intelligence had that. And they were smuggling it into the United States on the East Coast. That was the French Connection. And then France was kicked out, the U.S. went on in, and the CIA started bringing the opium to the western side of the United States. Then there was Iran-Contra itself, cocaine. In Afghanistan, the Taliban had eradicated opium production. If you were caught with an opium poppy, they'd cut your hand off. Draconian, but it worked. Ever since the American invasion of Afghanistan, the poppies are blooming, there are bumper crops, and cheap heroin is once again flooding the streets of America. The biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country. And corporate media's job, in part, is to keep you from finding out about that. So that's why you have movies where drug smugglers are always these swarthy, sweaty people from South America. So now the CIA is beginning to realize they're losing control over what the people of the United States are thinking. And they don't like it. They've been doing it so long, they can't imagine any other way of operating. And that's why they're out trying to find some way to silence the independent media, find a way to get around that pesky First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Now, again, as we mentioned, Google has gone over to the dark side. They have censored naturalnews.com. They simply erased it. They disappeared it from their search engine. And it's not just naturalnews.com. Other websites are now verboten inside the world of Google. A lot of pro-Trump sites are now vanished from the database. I'm surprised mine has not followed suit yet. It's only a matter of time. And that is why I would strongly recommend that you stop using Google as a search engine and find a search engine that does not use Google's system. There are some search engines out there that have their own front wrapper, but they're actually tied in with Google's search engine and algorithms, and you're going to get the results Google sends on out. I would recommend Yandex. This is one that's operating out of Russia. It is not censored. And you can find what you need using Yandex. We're seeing a lot of censorship on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And all of a sudden, there are a bunch of startup social media companies that are gaining major market share because people don't want to be dependent on social media companies that feel they have a right to decide what you're going to say and what you're going to see, what you're going to hear. Now, Project Veritas has a new victory on their hands. They've started releasing audio recordings from inside CNN's Atlanta headquarters. They've released 119 hours so far. They've got 100 hours more to go. Apparently, there was a very dissatisfied person within CNN, a mole, who made these tapes and has now turned them over to Project Veritas. And these audios were recorded in 2009. The first batch out basically confirmed what we already knew. CNN has been misrepresenting polling data to the viewing public. We certainly saw a lot of that last year when the corporate media were out there saying, oh my goodness, Hillary Clinton is leading in all the polls. She's going to win in a landslide victory. Guess not. People want the truth, ultimately. And once they become aware they're being lied to, they will go to extraordinary measures to get the truth. I think a good example of that happened in the Soviet Union when the Soviet people began to realize that they were in fact being lied to by their government and by Pravda and Izvestia. It was kind of an accepted fact of life. You read Pravda and Izvestia just to find out what the government wanted you to think today, but you were not compelled to think that. And the Soviet citizens evolved this ad hoc network called the Samizdat that operated on fax machines. And all it did, it worked very simple. Somebody would write an article, they'd stick it in their fax machine that had 10 other fax machines pre-programmed into it, and it would simply send this article to these other 10 fax machines. The people with those fax machines would stick the article back in and send it on to their 10 fax phone numbers, and it would spread 10 times 10 times 10 times 10. And everybody was feeding in articles from all over the Soviet Union about what was going on with things like Chernobyl, what an utter failure Lysenkoism had been. And the Soviet government lost the ability to lie with impunity to their people. And they couldn't function. And that led to the eventual collapse of the Soviet Union and its replacement by the Russian republics. And I'm seeing exactly the same thing happening here. And we're not even having to use fax machines. But if we're pushed to it, we can and we will. Because propaganda only works when the population that's being propagandized don't know what's going on. Propaganda has worked here in the United States of America because we believed we had a free press. We believed the press was keeping an eye on government abuse, that they were on our side to make sure we were fully informed about what the government was doing. Now we know that that was certainly not the case. I think the watershed moment for most Americans was the war in Iraq, Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, which turned out not to exist. And the corporate media was, oh, we were mistaken. Obviously, we had it on good authority. Maybe Saddam was trying to bluff us, but it wasn't our fault, but yes, the war is on anyway. And then people started looking back at all the other times the corporate media has lied to us, primarily to get us into wars. When the Lusitania set sail for Europe, the government of Germany actually took out ads in the New York newspapers saying, do not sail on the Lusitania. It is known to be smuggling weapons to Great Britain, despite the U.S. claiming to be a neutral nation. And the Lusitania will be targeted for sinking. And the corporate media said, this is nonsense. The Germans don't know what they're talking about. There are no weapons on the Lusitania. The Lusitania sailed on out, was sunk, was literally sent without escorts into an area known to be crawling with German U-boats, and it was sunk. And the corporate media said, those dastardly Germans, they sunk an innocent passenger ship, and basically fanned the flames of getting America to go along with entry into World War One. In 2008, divers finally got into the hold of the wreck of the Lusitania, and they found it loaded with smuggled munitions. That's just one example. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Assad gassing his own Alawite supporters with sarin gas. How many times do you have to be lied to before you sit back and say, I understand we live with a government and corporate media that lies to us about everything? Because that's what they're paid to do, to control what you're thinking. The corporate media lies about everything except the sports scores and the weather, and they're not even all that good on the weather, especially with this bias towards supporting human cause global warming. A skeptical people are a free people. And the first step to freedom is to break those chains that were put on you when you were very, very young. To stop relying on what the government says and looking at what the government does. To stop believing that the TV news is honest, accurate, and fair. We certainly saw that they were not that last year. That's why they're in trouble. A skeptical people are a free people. You're all smart individuals. I trust you. You've got brains. You can think logically and rationally. You can do your own digging. Even though they're trying to make it harder for you to find information, it's still out there to be found. Naturalnews.com may be banned from Google, but you can still go to naturalnews.com. Just don't bother going through Google first, and you'll have all the information you need. Anyway, apparently the Trump administration has instructed the CIA to halt all support for Syrian groups opposed to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. And already John McCain is out there trying to reassure these groups that the weapons flow will be restarted. Now, how does McCain know that? Is the CIA going to openly defy the president, as so many other elements of the government are doing that? In any event, John McCain is clearly in violation of the Logan Act. And just because he's a senator does not make him immune. He's out there conducting foreign policy on his own, outside the authority of the White House and the Department of State. And he should be held to account for that. Now, as you know, we had the Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vitaly Churkin, died Monday at a hospital, one day before his 65th birthday. Apparently, the first autopsy has failed to uncover a cause of death, and now they're asking for toxicological and other screenings that will take a few weeks. In other words, there's no obvious cause of death. It wasn't a heart attack. It wasn't a stroke. Nobody stabbed him. He wasn't shot. Looking like maybe he was poisoned. And there's a lot of wet work going on because this makes four senior Russian diplomats who've died under questionable circumstances in the last 2 months. Now, getting on back to John McCain, he's been leading the charge on this claim that Russia was interfering with our elections last year. Oh, those gosh darn Russians, they were in there, they were giving money, they were hacking, they were doing all of this other stuff. WikiLeaks just released a whole bunch of documents showing that Senator John McCain approached Russia for campaign cash in 2008. And in fact, he went through that Russian ambassador who died just last Monday. Now, Russia turned McCain down because Russia knows under U.S. law, it is illegal for a foreign government to donate to a presidential campaign. But McCain didn't care, just like Hillary didn't care, just like Bill Clinton didn't care in the Chinagate scandal. This needs to be made viral all over the net, because the corporate media is not going to report on this. The corporate media will continue to say, John McCain says Russia was interfering with our elections. Bad Russia, bad Russia, bad Russia. They don't want you to know that McCain himself was asking Russia to interfere in the 2008 presidential campaign by sending in money. We're not going to trouble your simple little minds with these details. details. All you need to remember is Russia's bad and we're good and we're going to go to war and millions of your children are going to die, but that's a sacrifice we are willing to make. The problem with political power is that it attracts the very people who should not have it. I'm having a hard time, especially after the revelation that McCain was not a war hero, especially after the Keating scandal, I'm having to wonder how it is he's still in office. But there's no rule that says election fraud is confined just to presidential races. We'll be right back.
When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back here to the last segment of this hour. And a reminder that Tim Spencer, the host of the Rural Survival Show, is going to be picking up the microphone at the top of the hour for the second hour of John Stadmiller's show. And I'm sure we're all just hoping that John is going to get over whatever this medical thing he's dealing with and gets back to the microphone here, because we're having a hard time getting by without him. And we really need him to be healthy, to do what he needs to do to get healthy, stop being stubborn, get well. Now then, apparently over in the war zones, Israel has launched a warplane attack on outposts along Lebanon's border with Syria. And I had a feeling something like this was going to happen from all of this caterwauling we heard over the last few days about bomb threats against synagogues and vandalized cemeteries. And it's part of a repeating pattern we see from Israel, where they'll play for sympathy and remind everybody they're the perpetual victims, and then they'll go kill some people. And, of course, Israel doesn't really have a legal justification for even being involved in this at all. But ISIS needed help, and Israel decided to do that. Interestingly enough, near the vandalized cemetery, there is a mosque that raised funds to help repair the cemetery. And apparently, in the Jewish media, they're openly acknowledging the phone call saying that there were bomb threats against the synagogues were indeed a hoax. There were no bombs. Now then, not too long ago, documents came on out in which Colin Powell confirmed Israel does have nuclear weapons. It's the world's worst kept secret. But everybody insists on playing the game of nuclear ambiguity. Well, apparently after 5 decades of pretending otherwise, the Pentagon has now officially admitted Israel does possess nuclear weapons. Now, the issue here is, under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act, it is illegal for the U.S. government to send any of your tax money to any country in possession of nuclear weapons technology that refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and refuses IAEA inspections. Israel refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Israel refuses IAEA inspections. So, we the people are owed a refund of all that money the U.S. politicians sent to Israel. They had no right to do it. It's illegal under U.S. law. And when you look at our decrepit infrastructure and all the people out of work in this country, people sleeping in alleys, Americans sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash bins, what business does our government have sending our money to anybody in another country? And a big part of why I supported Donald Trump's Make America First is because we should be making America first. Our tax money should be spent on our infrastructure, our manufacturing, our people first. And if there's something left over, then maybe we can think about a generous helping hand to somebody else someplace else. All right, there's the music here. We're going to get on out of here and turn the microphone over again. Tim Spencer coming on after the station break to take over the second hour of John Stadmiller's show. Talk to you later. Aloha, America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.